This is not for a lack of interest. We are obsessed with health. Half of all science stories in the media are medical, and are repeatedly bombarded with sciencey-sounding claims and stories. But as you will see, we get our information from the very people who have repeatedly demonstrated themselves to be incapable of reading, interpreting, and bearing reliable witness to the scientific evidence. Before we get started, let me map out the territory. Firstly, we will look at what it means to do an experiment, to see the results with your own eyes and judge whether they fit with a given theory or whether an alternative is more compelling. You may find these early steps childish and patronizing. The examples are certainly refreshingly absurd, but they have all been promoted credulously and with great authority in the mainstream media. We will look at the attraction of sciencey-sounding stories about our bodies and the confusion they can cause. Then we will move on to homeopathy, not because it's important or dangerous, it's not, but because it is the perfect model for teaching evidence-based medicine. Homeopathy pills are, after all, empty little sugar pills, which seem to work, and